This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys see that Bruce Willis movie, was it Sixth Sense, where he was talking to a kid who could see dead people, and he was like a psychologist, and he was going through a rough patch with his marriage, and then the end was kind of shocking? If you haven't seen the movie, I don't really want to ruin it for you. But in that movie, well, I mean, honestly, the movie's been out for like 20, 30 years, so if you haven't seen it, it's your fault. But in that movie, there was a kid that died. And this kid was able to communicate to the kid that could speak with dead people in that the murderer was, I believe, the stepmom. Husband remarried. Stepmom didn't like the daughter there. So she would poison the kid. And the kid kept getting sicker. And the mom would say, drink your soup, drink your soup. And I believe there was a drain cleaner. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, wow, you know, how many people could be possibly, you know, hurting family members by that? You would think you'd be able to taste it. Well, apparently a dermatologist, Dr. Yu Yu, known as Emily, allegedly tried to do that to her husband, putting Drano in his lemonade. Her husband is a radiologist, Dr. Jack Chen. He told police that he had become sick after being poisoned. Now, this is a California dermatologist and her husband. The California dermatologist has been arrested because a nanny cam caught what she was doing. She has a $2.7 million home, and she was putting Drano, which is a drain cleaner, into her husband's lemonade. And apparently he was drinking hot lemonade. Dr. Chen told radiologists to become sick and suffered serious injuries before handing them the video evidence that proves his claim. He is now seeking a divorce after 10 years of marriage. Says you abused him and his two children for years. The dermatologist once shouted the youngsters to go die. All right, this is a, I mean, you have got to get those kids to a safe environment. And I'm looking at this picture of her pouring Drano. You see salad, you see the kitchen, you see them cooking, and then her putting Drano. Dr. Chen said, when Emily gets frustrated and yells at the children, she'll commonly use a Chinese phrase that translates to go die. She also says to the children, your head has a problem, your head is sick, go blank yourself. And this is an F word, blank, stupid blank, get the blank out of my way. Now, I might, you know, cuss if I step on a Lego, but I would never say those words to the kids. Now, one time my kid did something really, really stupid, and he's arguing with me, and I go, you're such a dumb, you know, dumbass. So I said that to him. But they were older, and we were joking. But I would never, ever, in anger, say something like that. She has been arrested. She was arrested, I believe, last week outside her dermatology office in Mission Viejo. Bingham said Chen called the Irvine Police Department earlier in the day. They shared with them that he was being poisoned by his wife. The officers reviewed the video, and then Yu was arrested. The allegations were made by the husband, and Yu has not been charged yet, but Chen has been granted a temporary restraining order against his wife while police continue their investigations. No motive has emerged. Now, Dr. Yu works for the Providence Healthcare System in Mission Viejo. Has had her, I believe it sounds like they removed her headshot off the website. So now, you know, the work is like, okay, not with us. They met in 2011 married a year later in 2012. And then Dr. Chen said the wife's behavior changed after their son and daughter were born in 2013 and 2014. Yu's mother was also verbally and physically abusive to children. So when you look at something like this, and again, I'm shocked because it's a physician. It's really, really hard to hide mental illness during the trials and tribulations of school. I'm not saying a doctor is a better person. What I'm saying is how somebody cannot be diagnosed or red flagged while going through medical school and residency is an enigma to me. I just don't get it. And so, I would see students and I'm like, something's not right. And then I would tell, tell a faculty member's like, yeah, other people have kind of, there's been some people that medical school will filter them and will glean them. But others, like you saw with that one doctor who had been arrested and convicted of drugging patients with ketamine and sleeping with them while videotaping it, some of these people, they're able to hide it. And so, when you have physicians that will, go so far as to try to murder their husband or say those things to their kids, you just wonder, what could they have been doing this whole time? And I'm blown away. But with medical school, we had countless hours, tests, 36-hour shifts back-to-back. I think she might be a little younger, maybe didn't have to do the 36 hours, can't tell. But if you're going to lose it, you're going to lose it, unless you're just too tired to lose it. And so, that's why some of my best friends are ones I went to school with, because I saw them at their worst and it wasn't that bad. But then also, sometimes pregnancy messes with people. Who knows? Maybe she had a lover, got jilted by that lover, took it out on the family. I don't know. But for those of you that ever have that feeling like, does my spouse want to kill me? I just saw the Betty Broderick story on Dirty John season 2, which is a true story about a woman who got basically dumped by her husband when he started to date his secretary. And, she went from being a victim to being very mentally ill and then ends up killing him and his new wife. Don't think it's past. Domestic violence is out there. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some parents are a little bit concerned about school starting already. We got COVID. There's a monkeypox with some kids being exposed to monkeypox, and you know, I think we have at least four now. And so parents are a little nervous about, you know, back to school and preparation. And what I've been telling everybody is, you know, to make sure that, it, you know, they concentrate on health, good nutrition, food. They can't get good food, to access some of the phenomenal resources we have, and to make sure your kid gets regular checkups. Well, in order to do that, you need to have Medicaid, need to have access to CHIP. So joining us next is Beth Link, Senior Advisor for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, to talk to us about how to prepare our kids as they go back to school. Beth, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, we, I mean, as a physician, I can't tell you how much we appreciate all you do. And so talk to us about, you guys are pretty busy right now. So what is back to school preparation like from the whole, you know, Medicaid standpoint?
We are very busy. And, you know, I mean, as kids are heading back to school, we really want to remind people whose children, you know, do not have health insurance coverage that it may be available. So Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, which provide health insurance coverage for over 40 million children across the United States, are available to families that may be in need of health insurance coverage for their kids and for the whole family if needed. Usually Medicaid and CHIP is available to people, particularly kids up to age 19 with a family income of about $50,000 per year for a family of four. So this is about low to moderate incomes. And what this will mean is you're eligible for free or low-cost health insurance coverage that provides comprehensive services, so, you know, regular checkups and hospital visits and much more than that. So for us, this is a really busy season to make sure that we're getting out the word that this is available. And I think, you know, it's a certainly busy season for parents across the country as you're looking to get your kids back in school, but this is an essential step to take.
So true. You know, so I had a patient that called me on telemedicine, the telemedicine company I've worked for, saying my child needs a sports physical. So here the child is, we'll bring the child up to the phone. And I'm like, sports physicals, they need their hearts checked, they need forms filled out, but they didn't have insurance. And, you know, I think people think that, you know, Medicaid, Medicare doesn't cover physicals anymore. They do. Physicals are covered under these programs, correct?
That's right. So the well child or other doctor visits, that regular checkup is covered. Dental care, mental and behavioral health services are covered. Eye exams, other care that children and teens might need are covered. I think also important is that those age-appropriate vaccinations, the seasonal flu vaccine are covered. You were talking about COVID-19 and monkeypox, but COVID-19 vaccine is covered, and obviously making sure you're up to date with your boosters ahead of the school year is going to be important. And you know, you can do that by making sure that those are covered, because that'll be available at no cost to you. And then mental and behavioral health services for kids and teens up to at least age 19 are also covered, which I think, you know, we've seen over the last 2 years how important it is to you know, address those mental health needs, particularly amongst our kids. So I think that's an important point to remember, too.
It is so true. I think a lot of parents think that going to a psychologist or a therapist is going to cost too much. There's not going to be access. And these kids, sadly, they'll try to take matters into their own hands, either by drugs or going to, you know, the wrong friends or doing something worse. And so I love that you brought that up. You know, your child might need some help, and it is covered under, you know, Medicaid, you know, especially. So talk to us about CHIP and that program.
Yeah, so the Children's Health Insurance Program is one of the critical programs across the country that provides health insurance to the nation's children. Nationwide, over 94% of the nation's kids have health insurance coverage, but what we really want to focus on is that 6% that may be uninsured. About 3.7 million kids across the country are currently uninsured right now, and that could be someone in your community, or, you know, if you were talking about a patient or a friend. And so it's always a good opportunity, particularly back to school, to remind folks that the Children's Health Insurance Program is available to you if you need it. InsureKidsNow.gov is a place to learn more. It's run state by state. So it's going to look a little bit different depending on where you are in the country. But InsureKidsNow.gov is a website that's run by us as the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services to connect you to the best resources in your state. So it's your one-stop shop. And if you don't want to get on the website and navigate that way, you can always call us too. We're at 1-877. Kids Now. That's 1-877-KIDS-NOW to get connected to the care that you need.
We're speaking to Beth Link, Senior Advisor, Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services. You know, as an educator as well, I noticed that when somebody was having issues with their academics, it wasn't that they were, you know, incompetent or unintelligent. Oftentimes, there was a medical source, headaches, stomach aches. You know, how often are we seeing health issues interfere with academic success?
That is such an important point. And I think, you know, whether it's lack of attention in the classroom or, you know, not listening to the teacher or, you know, seemingly, you know, unattended oftentimes. And I know, you know, anecdotally in my own life, that not having, glasses, early enough was a challenge for me as I was trying to learn because I just couldn't see the board.
Right.
So, it's really important to make sure that, you know, that vision needs, your hearing needs, and then any of those behavioral health needs are taken care of so kids can actually learn. And I will say, you know, studies have shown that health insurance coverage means that people are, that kids are more likely to stay in school. They're not, you know, getting pulled out due to illness. And as a result of that, you know, are they more likely to finish and graduate from high school and from college?
So true. So enrollment, you know, here we are in August. When is the enrollment period and how do they renew? Tell us about that.
Yep. So the enrollment period is all year round. So there isn't a specific time period when, like, you know, that's the only time you can sign up for coverage. You can do it all year round, but we're really encouraging people to take a look at this in this back to school season because, like I said, you know, having health insurance coverage is so connected to your kid's readiness for the school year, and so it's just an essential part of your back to school checklist. So making sure that your kids are covered is really really critical. The other thing I want to remind folks of is maybe you already have Medicaid or CHIP coverage. Normally, you know, you would go through almost about a yearly update to make sure that you still are eligible for that coverage. Because of COVID, that's been on hold for a while. So that's going to resume on a state-by-state basis at some point in the future. And so to make sure you don't miss it when it happens and don't lose coverage, make sure your contact information is up to date with the state so that when they reach out to you, you know, they're sending the letter to the right place. And then also just make sure to keep an eye out for any letters for renewal notices and things like that from the state, just to make sure that you're staying connected to the coverage that you sign up for and that you don't have any gaps in coverage.
I love it. Beth, one more time, give my listeners, please, the website and the phone number.
Absolutely. InsureKidsNow.gov or 1-877-KIDS-NOW. So that's InsureKidsNow.gov or 1-877-KIDS-NOW.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Beth. Can't wait to have you back. And thank you and your team for all you do.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Anytime. All right, guys. Yeah, you know, this back to school. I get it. I was on Local News 13 talking about how, you know, parents are a little nervous or like, you know, gosh, you know, there's, you know, monkeypox and COVID and, you know, are my kids going to eat their school lunches? Are they going to, you know, sometimes your pediatrician, the kid's pediatrician is going to kind of help calm all that down. And I know a lot of people haven't been up to date on their kids' pediatric visits. Try to do that. And if you don't have coverage, definitely check out Medicaid and CHIP, please. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market tickets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm signing the law, the Chips and Science Act, a once-in-a-generation investment in America itself.
President Biden speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The bill will aid companies in developing the technology of the future. The legislation also aims to ease reliance on China by ramping up domestic manufacturing of semiconductor chips. A majority of Americans over 50 are very likely to get an updated COVID vaccine booster shot this fall. That's according to a new University of Michigan poll, which puts that number right around 61%. The figure rises to 68% when the question is asked of folks 65 and older. Google is back online after users around the world reported the search engine not working from late Monday into early Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Affordable Care Act, right, still the law of the land. And one of the things that was bipartisanly popular, or shall we say accepted, and didn't have too much controversy, was some of the essential benefits and some of the things that it would, you know, like not discriminating somebody with pre-existing conditions, still offering coverage, you know, increasing access to those who can't afford it. But some of the more controversial aspects of the Affordable Care Act had to do with birth control. And that has been a very, very touchy subject. Because me as a doctor, I mean, I want to prevent unwanted pregnancies. And so I am fine with us, you know, as taxpayers, paying for that. I am not fine with us paying for abortions. Except, of course, you know, in terms of the life of the mother, rape, etc. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I want Obamacare to at least, well, I really don't want Obamacare to still exist, but I want any future healthcare system to still make sure that we have birth control access for people, because I just don't want to, on the back end, have to be, you know, subsidizing terminations of fetuses. However, should people have a choice? If birth control is against their religion, should they be forced? Should their tax dollars be forced? I say no. I wish our taxes, we had more choices as to what we choose to pay for. You know, you don't have kids in school, your kids are using public school, yet you still have to put tax dollars into public school. You know, it might be a discussion that we have to have to decrease some of the drama and controversy we have with everything going on with schools, with birth control, with abortion. One of the reasons why the public is all up in everybody's business is because it's involving tax dollars. You know, I've said from the beginning, employers should have no connection to somebody's health, to somebody's birth control. Employers, if you want an IUD, if you need, you know, a hysterectomy or whatever, tube side, whatever you're choosing to do, vasectomy, your employer shouldn't know about it. Your employer shouldn't be involved. And the employer doesn't want to be involved, but they are. We've made the employer involved because they have to pay for it. Trust me, the average employer doesn't want anything to do with your reproductive organs, but they have to pay for it through the Affordable Care Act. So some employers are like, look, you're forcing me to pay for something that's against my religion. Well, apparently in Texas, there's a lawsuit that may be eliminating the health insurance coverage for birth control, HIV medication, and sexually transmitted disease testing. In the case of Kelly versus Becerra, two plaintiffs from Texas argue that the current structure of the Affordable Care Act mandates health insurance providers to cover certain preventative care they argue they do not need, and that conflict with their religious beliefs. They claim that contraceptive coverage, STD testing, and HIV medications like Truvada or PrEP fall under that. One of the lawsuit's arguments lean on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which states government should not substantially burden religious exercise without a compelling justification. Plaintiffs argue this right has been violated as both are Christian and unwilling to buy health insurance that subsidizes abortifacient, contraception, or PrEP drugs and encourage homosexual behavior and IV drug use. This is what they say. The lawsuit, according to The Hill, also takes issue with how the ACA defines preventative care, a decision-making process that has been assigned to, you know, multiple groups, the Preventive Services Task Force, etc. They say these groups have allowed for blood pressure screening, HIV screening, cancer screening, birth control, childhood vaccinations, and more to be covered under most health insurance plans with no copays. The plaintiffs take issue, arguing these groups have far-reaching powers that unilaterally decide what is defined as preventative care that health insurance plans must cover without any cost-sharing arrangements such as copays. They say the religious exemptions have been allowed. Most health insurance plans include coverage of preventative care like birth control and HIV medications, so that options for plans without those elements are few and far between. So the case has reached Judge Reed O'Connor of the U.S. District Court, Northern District of Texas, a few weeks ago in late July. And the same judge issued a ruling declaring the ACA was unconstitutional back in 2018. So O'Connor is expected to rule in favor of the plaintiffs, and if that happens, then the preventative services requirement would become voluntary, meaning health insurers could opt out of offering those services or begin charging for them. So this is interesting. And as I said before, I love the idea of PrEP being covered and birth control being covered, and I mean everything being covered. I mean, if we have the money, but we don't have the money. And if individuals don't want to pay or, you know, be a part of that, and, you know, many people have kind of asked me, and I am no religious connoisseur, I'm no religious expert, but some people have asked, you know, why is something so separated as you're not, you know, taking part in birth control or homosexuality or HIV prep, why that would be a religious exemption. And it goes back, to some people I've spoken to about this, because I am no expert in religion, to the concept of, mind you, this isn't my thinking, because I have friends and family who are of the LGBTQ community, etc. But with Sodom and Gomorrah, when things were being done that might have not followed all the laws of the Bible, you all know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And people feel that the Bible tells them that if you are within a community or a city that is doing these things, your being there or participating puts you also at biblical risk. And, I honor everybody's religion, anybody's thinking, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. I read the Bible, so I can understand all sides. But again, where this gets controversial is that somebody has to pay for it. And so if our tax dollars weren't supporting the ACA, then somebody could say, you don't want to live here, you move. But you are not contributing to it because you're not paying for this. But if somebody feels like they are paying for it, they feel like they are contributing it and promoting it to happen. You know, I look at it as a physician. I don't want people to get HIV. I don't want people to get, from either drug use or from, sexual practices or from, heterosexual, is that risk too? I want to make sure that we stop the spread and we, protect people's lives. And so as a doctor, I support there being those services. But I do understand how there are people that do not want to pay for them. So what do we do? How do we allow the religious freedom? That's going to be a topic. Is it on the taxpayer to pay for your birth control? I mean, I never wanted anybody to pay for my birth control. I'm like, if I want birth control, I'll do it myself. I don't want anybody involved. It's between me and my doctor. But, birth control is now free. No copay. So it's a fantastic benefit. But now you have other people chiming in, going, well, it's free because I have to pay for it. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And I wish it was simpler. 1-877-DOLLY.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we might soon have a Lyme disease vaccine. Lyme disease is on the rise as these ticks are enjoying the blood-sucking fun that they have during the spring and summertime, and they can do it year-round on us humans. And these ticks are in more forests, more brush areas throughout U.S. and Europe. And sadly, it's prohibiting a lot of people from enjoying the outdoors and exercise of the sun and nature because the smallest of small little bugs out there can cause you to have lifelong misery if you get Lyme disease. Now we believe that we have a vaccine that could protect people as young as 5 years old. If it is to get regulators' approval, it could become the only Lyme disease vaccine available for humans in the U.S. Sadly, it could still take years before it reaches the market. But if a phase 3 study is a success, the companies say they are going to seek authorization in 2025, so 3 years from now. The vaccine is called VLA-15. It is now in phase 3 clinical trials. It's created by Pfizer and drug maker Valneva. They say we are extremely pleased to reach this important milestone. Valneva's chief medical officer, Juan Carlos Jaramillo, says Lyme disease continues to spread, representing a high unmet medical need that impacts the lives of many in the Northern Hemisphere. So we once had access. There was a Lyme disease vaccine called Limerix, but it was withdrawn 20 years ago. It had good efficacy, but there was a lot of adverse reactions, including people getting arthritis from it. So the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said analysis by the FDA did not support the conclusion, but people didn't want it. So it got discontinued. There is a vaccine on the market for dogs, but this new human vaccine candidate works a little similar to Limerix, where it targets the outer surface protein of the Borrelia bacteria, and that causes Lyme disease. But it omits a protein region that might have been attributing to the adverse events. So the study is now underway with 6,000 participants, according to NPR, in the U.S. and Europe, who are at least 5 years old and who live in places where Lyme disease is highly endemic. They found that the vaccine candidate has provoked a strong immune response in adults and kids, plus there has been some acceptable safety and tolerability profiles. So there's also, in addition to this vaccine, another tool. It's a monoclonal antibody developed by Mass Biologics, which is a part of University of Massachusetts Medical School. The first phase of human trials for this antibody is expected to conclude this month, and then second phase would start next spring. And so the monoclonal antibody would then block the bacteria and prevent it from spreading and doing what it, you know, so it, there's... Whereas the vaccine induces your immunity to fight, to itself, fight Lyme disease. So Lyme disease is spread by black-legged ticks. They're saying that climate change and deforestation are among the human-caused factors that have increased the range of these. They also, like deer and mice, like deer ticks, carry this as well. So they say people face a greater risk the longer the tick remains on their skin. And we recommend you check for ticks. We talked about removing a tick. Don't be lighting a match to its butt. I know a lot of people say that's how you get them to jump off. But we're supposed to recommend in the medical community, and I get it, a lot of you guys have had success with the match to the tushy of the tick, but we can't recommend it because people burn themselves. So we have to, it's all liability. So we recommend you grab it. But you don't grab it from the head, you don't grab it from the tushy, you grab it from the middle and pull straight up because you don't want any pieces remaining. And then we recommend like a doxycycline dose, 200 milligrams, to prevent Lyme disease. The Lyme symptoms could be a fever, headache, a circular, almost like a bullseye target rash. And you could get joint pain, you could get inflammation of the brain and spinal cord and the heart. Facial palsy, it could be serious. Now, thank God it's bacteria, so we could treat it with antibiotics. You know, as opposed to a lot of these viruses, we're kind of stuck. But sadly, some people who have Lyme disease could have lifelong symptoms of pain, fatigue, focus issues. So it's not anything you want to get. And I mean, ticks. I mean, how many times have, you know, kids and, you know, people growing up exposed to this? So that's why whenever something isn't right and people are like, I don't feel right, we, you know, kind of recommend that you get tested for Lyme disease because it's so underdiagnosed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know some of you might kind of be disgusted by this, but there's a new treatment called a vaginal fluid transplant, and it's to help women who have recurrent bacterial vaginosis. So bacterial vaginosis afflicts millions of patients where they get a discharge. It comes with an odor. It interferes with sex. It interferes with a lot of their activities. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Most of the time they don't feel it. And people seem to get repeated infections. And they'll call in through telemedicine and they'll ask for more antibiotics. And I'm like, you got to get seen. There's something else going on. And the bacteria in the vagina include Gardnerella, Staphylococcus, Staph epi, Mycoplasma hominis, Streptococcus, Lactobacillus. And when there's a disruption in the dominance of one versus the other, you could get an overgrowth. Now, Lactobacillus is protective. Lactobacillus inhibits the growth of BV. But we're finding that some women have lower levels. So Massachusetts General Hospital is looking at developing a lactobacillus-rich transplant to put into women's vaginas to prevent their recurrent bacterial vaginosis. Now, some people say, okay, well, what's the big deal? Well, bacterial vaginosis has been linked to miscarriage, amniotic fluid infections, infertility. We don't want people to have this routinely. It could also increase risk of acquiring HIV, other sexually transmitted diseases, even put people at risk for preterm labor. So you need bacteria there because the vagina has to be a hostile environment. It has to be able to protect the womb, keep other pathogens out. But if those pathogens are off, if there's a lack of an imbalance, then it's not doing its job. And so somebody could say, well, if you have bacterial vaginosis, then that'll protect, it'll really protect, because it's fishy, odory, and no. It might allow other pathogens to get right through. So you really need a very unique balance of what's down there. Other causes of bacterial vaginosis could be stress, diet, having an STD, certain hygiene products, allergies, medications, alcohol could change things down there, tobacco, drug use, even a new sexual partner. You know, I sometimes feel like the Cinderella story, comes into play. Or no, is it the Goldilocks, where you have to be just right? I think it's the Goldilocks, right? You know, not too hot, not too cold, you know, bed's too stiff, bed's too comfy. Same thing with that. I think, you know, sometimes women can identify the partner based on if their vaginal discharge changes. And, you know, because people call in going to have an STD, he gave me an STD, but all my tests are negative. Well, no, it could just be your body is changing, is shifting. Some people have allergies to their new partners. But anyway, researchers are conducting studies on vaginal fluid transplants called MOTIF, modifying organisms transvaginally in females. And they hope this will, gain success. We have seen transplants, like remember fecal transplants with C. diff infections, where people have chronic intestinal infections, so we transplant feces in pill form, and to colonize and hopefully compete with the Clostridium difficile. So we have done this before. This isn't new. Sounds gross, but, you know, medicine isn't the cleanest. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.